Tallahassee for almost 30 years. Did that math and was like, oh yeah, I guess so. What was even a little more mind-blowing than that was the fact that the mid-90s were 30 years ago, but yet here we are. First started going there in the mid-90s, married into season tickets at Florida State. 2-3 times a year I would go, and you know, depending on what the home schedule was, not a Florida State fan per se. I am from a distance, you know, I'll root for the home team, but beyond that, whatever. So if you do the math, you know, 2-3 times a year for all of those years, 25, certainly, you know, I've been to Tallahassee a bunch and I've watched the food scene evolve, however you want to define that. You know, once upon a time, it was a sleepy college town. In many ways, it still is. Where you didn't have a whole lot of options outside of the Silver Slipper and Nicholson's Farmhouse, which was one of my favorites, actually, out in Havana. I understand it's still there, just events now, though, but it was a great steakhouse out in a compound out in Havana, Florida, where you could bring your own booze. It was a good time and, more importantly, great food. But that was a long time ago. Since then, I would say certainly post-pandemic, Tallahassee has started to evolve a little bit, maybe a little before the pandemic, to be fair. I like to be fair. It has evolved a little bit into some different offerings that we have found on a football weekend. It's not always the best idea to try to enjoy some of these, you know, upscale, for lack of a better word, offerings. Going out to dinner on anything that resembles fine dining on a football weekend in Tallahassee is not a good idea. Not recommended. We've tried it a few times, and it's like going out to eat on Valentine's Day. The service is spotty. The food, it's crowded. They're in the weeds. They're on their nerves. The servers, I say, the staff. It's just a mess, as you might imagine, depending on how big the game is. All the alums with disposable income want to go eat in these nice restaurants, and so they get slammed. I get it. And so we made a concerted effort a time ago, a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, to start making trips to Tallahassee outside of football season if there's events going on that we had interest in, so that we can get a better idea for what these food, what these restaurants are doing, you know, with an objective opinion outside of football season. And so for the last few years, we've been doing that once, maybe twice every year, rolling into Tallahassee outside of football season and trying to enjoy a lot of the different food. One of those weekends was this past one. Attended a music and literature festival called Word of South in their 11th year. That was a good time at Cascades Park right downtown. And so in doing so, spent 48 hours in Tallahassee, and I was taking notes everywhere we went. You know, what I liked, what I didn't like, and some hidden treasures that if you're not that familiar with Tallahassee, you might want to know about, a couple of dives and whatever. And so I've written about it on the website, 48 hours in Tallahassee, but I thought I would tell a little more detailed version of that article here in on our podcast, as we roll out Eat It Florida. Our first stop was about 10 to 15 minutes north of Tallahassee, and a little old country store. I've been eating, and I've been hearing about Bradley's Country Store and Bradley's sausage for years, for a couple of decades, if not more. Been hearing about the country store for about that long. I've had the sausage. It is wonderful. It's exceptional. You know, country southern sausage that they make in a smokehouse behind this little country store, like I said, about 10 to 15 minutes north of Tallahassee, northeast to be exact. Beautiful, beautiful slice of Americana back there, rolling hills, canopy roads. It's takes about from the interstate maybe 20 minutes, but it's a beautiful drive out there. Everything you would not expect Florida to be. But it is in North Florida, if you're familiar with the topography. It's just, it's a really nice scene up there. And you get to Bradley's Country Store, and it's, you know, I almost wrote this. I decided not to, but I'll say it. It's like a poor man's Cracker Barrel store. You know, you can buy recipe mixes for grits, or for red velvet cake, or you can get an old timey soda pop, or you can get some old timey candy and some locally churned ice cream and everything that you would expect to find in a little country store like that. And in the back, there's a meat counter. And guess what they sell? They sell back there. They sell pork products, a few of them, two or three, but also their crazy famous sausage, Lynx. Hot, mild, and I'm not sure what the third one was, but hot, mild, and regular, I want to say. And they sell them back there by the pound. You can get them cooked. They cook them back there, and they'll sell them to you in a hot dog bun if you want to eat something there. They've got the whole scene going on back there. It's beautiful. Bradley's Country Store. Glad I finally got there. Got some ice cream that's made over down the road in Marianna and sat on the porch in a rocking chair. I mean, I'm not making this up. Sat in a porch in a rocking chair and ate the ice cream and really enjoyed. There was a nice breeze blowing, and it was just a pure slice of Americana. I really enjoyed the visit to Bradley's Country Store. Where I got lucky was that right down the road, not even, I think it was 11 miles, straight back into Tallahassee on the same road right where Bradley's Country Store was, is the quickest route to my favorite brewery in Tallahassee. It's called Deep, and it's deep into the suburbs. Deep is obviously a reference to scuba diving and you know, the bottom of the ocean and all of that. That's where the name comes from. But Deep is a tiny, well, it's grown. It was a tiny tap room way out, and I'm not familiar with the address, but you can find that with a Google. But Deep Brewing Company was a tiny tap room the last time I went. It had grown when I was last there a couple of days ago. And then on top of that, there's a picture up on the wall, literally right around the corner, a massive new brewing facility that they're putting up right next door to where they are now, and a restaurant. The gentleman who was there pouring beer said, you know, they want to expand their footprint a little bit. And so they're once they get that, you know, big, massive facility going, they're going to be making more beer. And obviously, you know, I would think try to distribute a little bit more, because you don't find Deep too many places outside of North Central Florida, if you will, the general Tallahassee area. I've never seen it at any rate. But Deep is, if you like craft brews, you owe yourself a visit to stop in at Deep. They don't have a tap room in the city, if you will, in downtown area. The only place you can get in the tap room is out a ways. It's probably from downtown Tallahassee. You're looking at 15, 20 minutes, depending on traffic. It's way out there, but it's well worth stopping into and visiting Deep Brewing Company. That first day for dinner, we went to what I like to call is Tallahassee's shiny new penny. It's called the Monroe. And it's on Monroe Street, Avenue, whatever it is, just south of the state capitol. If you're familiar with Tallahassee, the capitol is up on a hill. Appalachian Parkway runs into it and intersects with Monroe. Down the hill to Monroe toward FAMU is the Monroe. Big complex there, brand new built. There's a distillery there adjacent to it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space. Loved it. There's a large outside area with televisions and soft seating, you know, the couches and all of that, where you can enjoy a ball game and some cocktails. But the scene here, the bar inside, you know, I'd have to think about it and I'd have to put pen to paper. But the bar inside, the bar area inside, is probably the most beautiful in Tallahassee. Certainly the scene, air quote scene, is Tallahassee's most impressive. All the beautiful people are there, male and female. It's a vibe. It's a scene. It's a cool, cool spot, the Monroe there. Live music in the corner on Friday night when I was there, three-piece jazz. It was really good. The food was good. I did enjoy it. The etouffee fritters were the standout dish. At the Monroe, they were etouffee, just rolled up into fritters and like croquettes, but little balls and fried. So unbelievably good. I was wishing I had a bowl of the etouffee alone just to eat that. It was so good. those etouffee fritters at the Monroe, really, really good. My wife had a steak Diane with mushrooms and mashed potato. I thought that was good. I had a pasta with shrimp. The shrimp underwhelmed me, to be honest. I was hoping for a little fresher tasting shrimp, considering we were about an hour from the coast, but not everybody does it that way. I get it. But overall, the food was good. I would absolutely go back to the Monroe, apps and cocktails, and enjoy the scene and the music and the vibe, because it is a good one. Really, really nice, modern, that's the word, modern restaurant in Tallahassee, which is good to see when you've been going to that city as long as I have. It was pretty cool. Evokes memories of the big city, the kind of stuff you'd get in the bigger city. So that was cool. Saturday morning, hit my favorite coffee shop in Tallahassee. Been doing it for years. It's a must. It's my only must in Tallahassee every time I go there. Well, we'll talk about the next must in a second. The Black Dog Cafe is on Monroe off of Lake Ella, right behind an American Legion hall. Is a little cafe back there doing exceptional coffees. You know, I don't know that I would consider myself a coffee connoisseur per se, but I do know good coffee when I taste it. Every coffee I've ever had at Black Dog, whether it be espresso or iced or just a regular house drip or whatever it is, I taste it. I'm like, man, this is just good coffee. Love what they do at Black Dog. I've over on occasion had muffins or little baked goods there. And I think I had it was either a pumpkin or a banana nut muffin a couple of years ago there in the fall. And when I was done with it, I walked up to the lady. I don't care if she was the owner or not or whatever. And I walked up to her. I said, do you guys make these here? She goes, yeah, we do. And I said, this might be the best muffin I've ever had. And I've eaten a lot of muffins. Black Dog Cafe is exceptional. If you've not been there already, I highly recommend going and grabbing a cup of coffee there. It's you're going to wait in a long line depending on what time of the morning you go. I would think the earlier the better, but if you get there at lunchtime, there's going to be a line. It's very popular, but for good reason. It is very, very good. So lunch on Saturday was going to take us to a place called Leon's, right there on Lake Ella, right around the corner from the Black Dog. And we walked over there, and they were closed for lunch that week. Womp, womp. Yeah, the place that's only open for lunch that particular week was closed for lunch. They are a big catering operation. So it's not like they were on vacation. They were just doing other stuff. They did not open for lunch the week that we were there. So I was literally caught flat-footed, not really having a backup plan. And so I'm standing there thinking, okay, well, now what are we going to do? And so for whatever reason, don't ask me why, Cuban food popped into my head. I am Cuban. I am from Miami. And I'm always in search of good Cuban food when I'm in the state of Florida, because you never know when you're going to find some great stuff. Well, I threw it to Google, because I knew what Tallahassee's most popular Cuban food is. And I said, okay, well, there's got to be another one. And I found a place with good reviews on Google called Habana with a B Boardwalk Cafe. And I said, all right, you know what? I'll try that. The reviews are good, like I said. And all right, we'll take a ride over there. Drove about 15 minutes across town to a strip mall out near Capitol Circle on the east end of town. And walked in, unassuming little cafe, and looked around. There were some cute little pictures of Cuba on the walls. There was one TV in the corner, which ironically, my high school alma mater, Columbus High School, was playing in a national basketball tournament. It just happened to be on ESPN. But adelante, gentlemen. That's a shout out to my guys in high school. Cute little cafe. All right, whatever. Young lady comes out and says, what would you like? Got some papa rellena, which is potato, ground beef filled potato balls. Got an empanada just to taste it. And okay, cool. Ordered vaca frita, which is a shredded flank steak with onions, and a palomilla steak, which is a very thin Cuban style sirloin steak, if you will. Black beans, rice, fried green bananas, All right, let's roll. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. When that food came out, you know, and I've already mentioned I'm Cuban, so I eat, you know, I know when it's good Cuban food. Showstopper. Every bite was like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This was just Havana Boardwalk Cafe in Tallahassee is some of the best Cuban food, top five easy, best Cuban food I've had outside of Miami. Absolutely outstanding diner food, if you will. Nothing fine dining about this. This food was just exceptional. I laughed and found out that they'd been open for 16 years. And I'm asking my wife, how come we never been here before? Don't know why we had never been there before, but we were there then. And I'm telling you, you know, much like Black Dog is my one immovable force where I'm going to have coffee in Tallahassee, depending on who I'm with and depending on what my mood is and depending if I'm nursing a hangover or not, this is great comfort food to cure your ills, if you will. And that, and as we're wrapping up lunch, this couple walks in straight out of a postcard out of Miami, older couple speaking Cuban Spanish, because there is a such thing as Cuban Spanish. They had two others coming. It was a party of six. And I, for a moment, I thought I was a little Havana. That group came straight off of 8th Street. It was bizarre, but made me smile, made me a little bit homesick. But the food at Havana Boardwalk Cafe is just top notch, the best that I've had in Tallahassee. No question. Saturday night, We made it to the Edison. The Edison is a 1921 power plant. Used to provide electricity for the entire city of Tallahassee once upon a time. With the renovation of Cascades Park there in the heart of town, they made it a restaurant called the Edison. Beautiful brick structure with a big old deck outside, taking advantage of the views of the skyline, if you will. Air quote skyline. But Cascades Park is beautiful if you've been to that part of the city or the state. Beautiful scene down there. There's a Marriott Hotel right across. There's a condominium right next to it. So it gives you a little bit of an urban feel. It's a really, really nice scene there at the Edison. We sat on the deck watching some basketball, college basketball, the Final Four on TV, and enjoyed the breeze, enjoyed some buffalo chicken dip. I had a Caesar salad, some cold beers from local breweries. It was a scene. It was really nice. It was really nice. I've eaten in the Edison big entire meals before, and I've enjoyed them. This time didn't do so much. It was just nibbles and beers, but the scene was enough to more than make up for that. Our server was the best we had all weekend. He was exceptional. I wish I knew his name, but he was great. He knew we were there to watch the Final Four, and he just made sure that we had, you know, full beers or a glass of wine or whatever it was. And it was just a good time. Last but not least, on our way out of town, if you will, was we were in search of breakfast. My go-to in Tallahassee for breakfast is the Bada Bean Cafe out Appalachia toward Capitol Circle. That was closed on Sunday. I don't know if they're closed on Sundays regularly, or if it's just a football season thing where they do open on Sundays, but the Bada Bean is top notch for me. Unfortunately, this particular trip, I did not get to enjoy it because they were closed. So we picked another institution that I had never been to. It's called the Lunchbox. It's right in the heart of town. I believe it's at Magnolia and Tennessee, really in the heart of town, if you will. Been there forever, 25 plus years, owned by thing by an FSU alum, and it is the definition of a greasy spoon. The kitchen was tiny. There were four guys in there bumping into each other. Every table was full. It was this old little shoebox of a restaurant with a air conditioning wall unit inside to keep everything cool. But there were a ton of employees. Everybody was hustling. There was outside seating, really old building, really fun, quirky, if you will, vibe. The bathrooms are outside, like a gas station style. You got to get a key from them and go outside and use the restroom. It was a pretty cool vibe. Enjoyed it. Got breakfast burritos to go, and enjoyed them. $8, including tax, or breakfast burrito. So I thought the price was reasonable. Good food. I look forward to going back to the Lunchbox and sitting there. However, if it's for breakfast, I might do the Bada Bean. One other that you should keep in mind for breakfast is a very popular and for good reason, very delicious. Canopy Road Cafe is a good one. I do enjoy that on occasion, but my go-to is Bada Bean and those cinnamon rolls. Oh boy, they are outstanding. Believe it or not, that was 48 hours. All of those calories were consumed within a 48-hour span of time. You can find more if you'd like it. Eatitandlikeit.com. Eat It Florida at the bottom on this trip. Some photos and the like. But it was a good time eating and liking around Tallahassee for 48 hours. Didn't get too much fine dining. I'm going to dig those up and leave those for another trip. And, of course, we will share them here. So, in the meantime, thanks for hanging out. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and hope you like, listen, and subscribe if you'd like to hear more about what's going on in the Sunshine State food-wise, because we'll be bringing it to you once a week. Thanks for joining us, everybody. My name is Jesse Blanco. We'll see you next time.